that the rest of our life.
You're great,
you know, your dad, so proud of us.
Oh,
man, awesome.
And my dad was certainly proud that, you know, I was coaching, and I'm proud of my son coaching in the league. So and my wife, you know, was the cheerleader in high school. So, I mean, and her dad went to all our high school practices, you know, and not just games, but practices. So she grew up in a football loving family. So she's always liked football, and I guess she liked me too. You approach it a little bit different in that you don't have to start from an assignment teaching perspective. Last year they didn't know what, they didn't know terminology, they didn't know all those things. We had to get the assignments and terminology, all that together. This year you don't have to do those things. We get more finer details. We studied everything we did last year. You know, there's some things that we feel like we can do better and more detailed stuff. And they can pick up on things easier because they've had the defense for a year.
Coach Simmons, very nice to meet you.
You know, we lost a defensive lineman that helped us with inside pass rush. We feel like, you know, Godsis can do that. We lost a couple of safeties, so, you know, Simmons is a very versatile safety that can cover real well and tackle real well, so he fits in our secondary real well.
Let's get you dripping real quick.
Now we're dripping, coach.
Well, I'm just myself. I mean, I've always gotten along with people. You know, I'm not the old-time coach has to be mean to everybody. You know, I think you can relate. You know, you can relate to people and you treat them like men, and that's what I've always done. You know, people have always said age is relative, and I think it's just how you feel about what you're doing, and if you can contribute. And I feel like I can do those things.